Today is Daf Kuf Dalet. We'll start on the new parak on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We enter the world, basically a bus of a chalav. Right? Volume 6. Okay, volume 4. Okay.
Shadow Volume 2.
What?
Shadow Volume 2.
There's a lot to talk about. So, Mishnah begins. Kol basar asur levashal b'chalav. Chutz mi basar dagim v'chagavim. All flesh, all meat is, or as I say, flesh, is forbidden to cook it with milk, except for the flesh of fish and the flesh of locusts. Rashi says, kol ha-basar asur levashal b'chalav. Afal gav da amar rachmona gedi. Even though the Torah only says a gedi. Hu adin l'chayav ha-ov. The same thing applies to all chayos and all ovos. Poultry is going to be a problem, ovos. Umiflik poly glikamon, and there's going to be machlokas, we're going to refer to it a bunch of times, but the source of the machlokas is a couple of days from now, and Daf Kuf Yigimel, ikalamanda amr d'oraisa, ikalamanda amr d'rabanan. So say it's also d'oraisa, so say it's also d'rabanan. So that's the idea. Basar, you cannot cook it. Pasuk says, but the Torah says, lo sevashal diva chalei vimo three times. We all know, cook together, now eat together, now get hana from basar b'chalav. Interesting idea, the basar b'chalav is two things that independently are mutter, but the combination makes them asar. The idea is you're not allowed to cook them together, and the Gemara points out that it's derech bishal. Anything else, if it's not necessarily cooked, you know, machlokas, what cooked is, you know, it's microwave cooking, all these other types of things, that consider cooking. If it's not cooking, then cooked together, then it's a meal derabanan. Right? A piece of cheese on top of a burger is not cooked together. You're eating it together, but so we'll see, you know, to figure out what that is. The flesh of fish and locusts are mutter to cook together. Aser laha'alos im hagvina ala shulchan. Not only may you not cook, eat, or get benefit from, you can't even have it on the same table. Two people eating a meal, one eating milchiks, one eating fleishiks, not allowed to have the basar b'chalav on the same table. Rashi says, "Asur la'alos dilma asi lemichlinu ki adadi dekanagi ubali me'adadi," because you're concerned that maybe you'll come eat from both of them, right? Even though, we'll see later on, that you're allowed to eat meat after cheese. Sort of figure out what the parameters of that are, but you technically you are. So even so, nevertheless, they're concerned here that maybe they'll touch each other, there'll be boleya one from the other, how it's cold, there'll be leya one from the other, and then you'll have a problem. They won't, so trying to figure out, there's such a strictness when it comes to basar b'chalav. Why is it so strict? Because basar b'chalav, they don't have to put it on the same table. I thought they're strict about basar b'chalav, because we mentioned before that basar b'chalav are two items that individually are mutter. It's only the tzirah together that become asr. So because individually they're mutter, and they're only you're only asr when you come together, so there's a concept of lo badili minei. We see that a lot of times when it comes to chametz or pesach also, because people are used to it being together, so you can, because it's more of a concern that you might come to be nikshal, so we separate it, keep it far away. The Mishnah also says that the Mishnah changes lashon, because the Mishnah said, it's not allowed to cook basar with the chalav, but then you just can't bring the basar on the table with gvina, with cheese. Is it specifically cheese? What about milk? Why do they change the language to gvina? So the Rashash points out, and the Aruch HaShulchan agrees also, is that it's bedafka that the Mishnah mentions gvina, not chalav, because chalav is something that's liquid, it's viscous, and you don't put it on the table unless it's in a kli. So it's already in a kli, there's a hecker, so that might be mutter. Aruch HaShulchan says that might be mutter to put on the table. I'm not passing anything. That might be maybe put on the table because it's separated in a kli. The Tiferes Yaakov learns completely the opposite. He says that it's the Mishnah, it says Gvina, to tell us that not only is milk usser, because there's a chash, maybe the milk will spill, but even cheese that won't spill could be a problem. So the Machlokas says whether or not it's the Bedafka Gvina or even Gvina. Okay. Mishnah continues. Hanoder mina basar. If someone takes a neder and says, I'm going to take a neder, I'm not going to eat meat, silly man or woman. Hanoder mina basar. Mutter b'basar dagim v'chagavim. The language of basar does not include the flesh of fish or locusts, because when it comes to the Dorim, we go after what the common language is. The common language is not to include fish or locusts when mentioning meat, when mentioning basar. Right? Rashi says, Hanoder mina basar, kol hanoder, whoever wakes in a neder, Ein daito el acher loshon b'nei adam. He only has in mind what most, you know, the common people, what people speak. So korei hasham hadav, hur shem hadavar kach. Whatever he thinks, whatever he's saying, his intent is what people view that as. So poultry is included in the neder, but not fish and locust. The Gemara that says, ha'of asam midoraisa. According to what we're saying, if you read the Mishnah, it says, kol ha'basar asam levasho b'chalav. All meat, flesh can't be cooked. The only exceptions are fish and locusts. The inference being that included in the iser is poultry. It would be chickens. And that would be, seems to be, ha'of Asumi Doraisa. It would be Asa Doraisa. Kiman. And who does that go according? Dilo Rabbi Akiva. That's not going to be in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Again, we like to put everything in Rabbi Akiva because of the chain of transmission and the Mishnayas from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir and Rebbe. So if it's going to be a Stam, we're trying to make it like Rabbi Akiva. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. De'i Rabbi Akiva, because if it was Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Chaya V'Ov Einu Min HaTorah. He says the flesh of a Chaya, like a non-undomesticated animal, like a deer or something like that, and a poultry is not going to be asumi d'oraisa, right?
That doesn't really make sense, though.
Why not?
Because in the Torah,
it says gdi.
No. In the Torah, when they asked for meat, they got slaughtered.
Okay, so that's what they got. Doesn't mean it's us to have it with. That doesn't mean it's us to have it with.
No, but that means the Torah is equating meat.
Is there any way we can lower that phone that keeps beeping? That's even better. I hear? All right. So he says it's us. He says that meat, that birds are not us to meet the rice. Rashi points out the Rabbi Kiva Masnisin he the high pirko. We'll see on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So Gemara says okay, but the problem is then they have an inconsistency in the Mishnah because in the Rashi it seems to indicate that birds are us or deraisa. But Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa, it says in Hanoder min Abasar. Mutar b'basar dagim v'chagavim. If you make a neder not to eat, I don't understand the question though, but if you take a neder not to eat flesh, that includes everything. Your mutar b'basar v'dagim ha'of aser. So of would be aser because that's included. And therefore what? Rashi says ha'of on the aser. Divinadarim achar lashem le'adam anu tzrichim ha'alich v'ashmanusim masnisim, like Marty was saying, the derech l'kroso basar. So from the Seifa, it seems to say that basar, it's derek to call it basar. So I'm going to say, what's the question? The Reisha says that it's asumi doraisa, it's included, and the Seifa also says it's included.
Same words, same two exceptions.
What's the inconsistency between the Reisha and the Seifa? Right, the Reisha says, ha'ov asumi doraisa, because it's not included in the exceptions. And the Seifa that says, ha'nodim in a basar, means your mutter to everything, your mutter to chagim and dagim, which means your usher in chai and ophos.
That means that right. Implying that ophos is the same level as behem and chai.
As regular basar.
It's not. You say the
Rehu
says it's not,
maybe the raisa. Right, but the raisa says that oph is usher mi doraisa, and the seif is also indicating that.
That's not according to Rabbi Kiva then.
Right, but we just said the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva.
The Mishnah doesn't say doraisa.
We're making inferences. Command the local Rabbi Akiva. The Iru Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't equate Ha'amar Chayiv of Einu Min HaTorah on the Darabanan. So the ratio is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Sefer is like Rabbi Akiva. Or maybe it is. Ema Sefer, I know that in the Basar, Mutu, Basar, Dagan, Chagim, Ha, Basar, of Asar, to the Noder, because that's also included in the language of meat. But that's the same. Okay, that's so why is that a stira between the ratio and the Sefer? They're both saying that Oath, let's just focus on Oath. They're both saying that Oph is included in Basar. Just like in the ratio, it's Asar to cook everything together. So to the Seifa, if you make a neder from Basar, it includes Oph.
No, maybe here's trying to disprove Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, but how?
All the Seifa said is that Oph is included in Basar B'chal.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's the right.
Right, but it could be. But why? So why is there a direct? Why is there a direct contradiction to this?
Because
of the Ema Sefer usually means you used to look at the Sefer. Yeah. Let's see, Rashi. Right, he says Ema Sefer.
Not even a note on this.
You must be getting
it.
What?
Doesn't say.
No. Let's start again. Okay. Ha of asumi doraisa. Right, the bird would be asumi doraisa. Kiman, the low Rabbi Akiva. The E Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Akiva, he equates Basar Oaf to Behema. Right? Ha'amar Chayav Oaf Eino Min HaTorah. He says that Chaya and Oaf is not Min HaTorah. So from the ratio we see, it's not like Rabbi Akiva because we're saying that it is Midoraisa. We look at the safe folks, so they take a nether from the Basar, you're allowed to eat fish and locusts because those are not considered Basar. Basar Ha'Oaf Asar to eat because that's also included in Basar. It's the same thing, okay? So Asan Rabbi Akiva, this is going to go according to Rabbi Akiva somehow. The Amar Komili de Mimli Chaleya Shliach Bar Minehu. He has a thing that anytime, and you'll see in a moment, anytime if you ask someone to get you something, and they come back and say, oh, they didn't have this, they had that, then that thing obviously is included. Because you would never ask to substitute B for A unless B was similar to A. Like if I ask somebody, you know, please buy me a piece of meat, and he won't come back and say they didn't have meat, they had cucumbers. He'll say they didn't have meat, they had chicken. So anything that is considered part, you know, that you would come back and speak to, then that would be, then that's, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's Mine, right? Rashi says, Kol midi demimle chalei shliach. Kol davar she'enu mishnah min astam. Just stam, if I say meat, it doesn't necessarily include the chicken, right? And the shliach will come back and ask, "Do you want this?" Minehu, he considers that it's min, at least when it comes to nedarim. Chashuv le'inyan nedarim also min. You go in hacha like over here. Sha'amar l'shlucho kaneli bas. We'll see in a moment. Minashuk the ein on nishmalo minastam basar oaf. Meat doesn't minastam necessarily mean chicken. The hu nimlach balabayis we show klumin l'kech basar oaf. But you'll come back and ask about the poultry. If it's something that you'll come back and ask, then maybe as a possibility of being the same idea, of the same thing, the same item, that's or a substitute, that's considered to be the same part of the same family. But you'll never ask. You'll never ask if I find meat. If I don't find meat, I'm going to say, oh, I didn't find meat, I found potato. I didn't find meat, but I found chicken. So then chicken's going to be considered part of meat when it comes to Nadarim, because we'll go going to the Lashon B'nei Adam.
I mean, but here the issue is Chalav Imo, and I mean, that can't apply to birds.
Why not? That's the machlokas.
Don't give milk.
What? But so then there's a machlokas. When we get to the Gemara and Kufi Gimel, we'll see the other drashos about how you darshan all those tzukim. So Gemara says we're getting to Amos. If I know them in a vaser mutter. Right. The Tanan. So we have a mission to darim. Hanoder min hayerek. If someone takes a nether not to get benefit from vegetables, mutter bitluim. He's allowed to get benefit from gourds. Right, Rabbi Kiva Oser. Rabbi Kiva says no. The gourds are also Oser. Amr lo Rabbi Kiva. But they said to Rabbi Kiva, "Valo Omer Adam Lishlucho Kach Lanu Yerek." If a person says to a shliach, "Go buy for us vegetables," Vuhu Omer, he'll come back and say, "Lo Matzasi Lo Dluim." I didn't find vegetables. I only found Dluim. See, therefore, you see, it's not the same thing because he'll come back and ask. So Amr lo Hands. Rabbi Kiva says back to him, "Kana Dover." He says, "You're right. That's my proof." Klum Omer Lo Matzasi Lo Kitnis. He's not going to come back and say, "Oh, I didn't find vegetables, but I found beans or legume," but he would come back and say, "I found diluim," meaning that they are considered part. They're close enough that people might substitute for it, right? Klum omer lo matzasi el kitnis ella diluim bechal yerek the ain kitnis bechal yerek. So diluim are not considered vegetables, but kitnis are not considered vegetables. So too over here, he's saying when it comes to the flesh, when it comes to the meat, the chicken is considered meat. Because if somebody would say, "Please get me meat," I know by Jeff it would be different because chicken and meat are very different. But if someone says to people, "Get me meat," he might come back and say they don't have meat, but they have chicken. So he says. So that's the question is ratio. The ratio we made a diuk that chicken that basar of oaf is asar midoraisa. That goes according to Rabbanan. But the seifa, which says that if you make a neder from the basar, it's asar from basar. It's asar. If you make a neder not to eat meat, it includes chicken. That goes according to Shita Rekiva. So now we have a Sira. I mean, it seems to be that they're very similar Shitas, but they go different ways. Resha is clearly not like Rekiva, because Rekiva says that chicken would be is only Asur Midrabanan, but the Resha indicates it's Asur Deraisa. The Sefer, which is talking about this neder, the neder includes, even though I said Basar, it includes oaf. Right, includes oaf, that's according to Shita Rabbi Kiva. So you have witness the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Kiva. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, no, Rabbi He, who says it's Rabbi Kiva. The Shita's going in court, the Mishnah's going in court with Rabbi, Vinasiv la Aliba the Tanai, and he holds like one Tana in one case and the other Tana in the other case. b'nedarim, so like Rabbi Kiva. When it comes to nedarim, he holds like Rabbi Kiva. He says, when it comes to nedarim, we go according to Lashon B'nai Adam, and whatever most people would include in the language, that gets included in the neder. So most people, apparently, most people, when asked if they, when they ask to get meat, they, and so somebody will come back and say, is chicken a good enough substitute? But when it comes to the din d'oraisa, basar b'chalav, that's only, he's going to agree, he's not going to hold like Rabbi Kiva, he's going to hold that basar b'chalav applies to chicken as well. He's going to hold like the Rabbanan. So that's not a stira, because it's not, we don't have to worry about Rabbi Kiva, we're going in the shita of Rabbi. But Rabashi Amar, no, kula Rabbi Kiva, the whole thing goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Hakik Amar, this is how you read the Mishnah. Kol habasar asa l'basho b'chalav. All flesh, right? You're not allowed to cook with milk, right? Whether it's behemoth, it's or chay or oaf. But mehen midivrei Torah. Some of them the isser is midoraisa. Umehen, and some of them is midivrei sofrim. Some of it's the rabbanon. Chus mibasar dagim v'chalgavim, except for the cases of fish and locusts. She'enam lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivrei sofrim. Those are not us the rice or the rabbanon. Those are mutter. But the Reisha says, kol habasar, it's including meat, it's including poultry, but it's including poultry on the Rabbanan level. So the entire Reisha, the Reisha is like Rabbi Kiva, and the Sefer is also like Rabbi Kiva, and then I have no problem.
Well, also, does that have to do with, because a fish doesn't eat either?
Maybe, but as of now, we don't have the sources, so we don't know, yeah. we don't know.
When it says gedi, it means any behemoth, even though it's just a goat.
Right. We'll get to the sources later. Of course, yeah. So asur lahalos, right? You're not allowed to put the cheese on the table with meat or chicken, except for meat of fish, or you can have milk with the fish, you can have milk with your locust. Enjoy the locust. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Shema mina. You see from here that besar of b'chalav deoraisa. It must be that poultry is asa d'oraisa. Because we're making a gzeira, right? They're making a gzeira not to put milk on the table with the meat. Because he's going to say, if the chicken is only asa midarabanan, then you're going to have a gzeira like gzeira. Number one, it's a gzeira d'arabanan not to eat chicken and milk. And we'll make another gzeira not to even have milk on the table with the chicken. So that can't be. If you can have the gzeira with the milk, it must be because it's only going to be a single gzeira, because the chicken is going to be asa d'oraisa. So Amar Rav Yosef, Shema Mina, Besar Of, B'chalav, Midoraisa. Must be that Besar Of is Asar Doraisa. De Isak Latayach Lach Derabanan. Because if you think that poultry is only Asar Midoraban, only, it's Asar Derabanan when it comes to with milk, Achila Gufa, eating it itself, is Gzera, is a Derabanan. V'anan Nigzar Ha'la'a Atu Achila, and then we're going to make a Gzera of putting it on the table, lest one might come to eat the chicken and the meat. Eating the chicken and the milk. Eating the chicken and the milk is only the gzeira, lest one come and eat beef with milk. So it's a gzeira and gzeira. Right? Rashi says, no, not Rashi. So Gemara says, well, you came up with an assumption, and we have this assumption that you can't make a gzeira and gzeira. But we're not tamra. How do we know the lo gazrina gzeira and gzeira? How do we know that we don't make a gzeira and gzeira? Tosis points out, what do you mean, how do we know? He says, "Bekam mekomus amar guf he guf lagzera v'anikam v'nigzar gzera lagzera in perakam mechabes and on madlikin and being the beitza." We have all these cases where you don't have. We ask, why don't you hear what we're asking? How do you know that you don't make a gzera lagzera? So he says, I'm not sure. He says, "Hacha ba'inan lasuy raya le'in lagzera d'ha'ala atu achila." Because oftentimes we say, I think it's what Tosfos is saying. Oftentimes we say, "Kula chad gzeri." It's all one gzera. If it's all one gzeira inclusive, then it's not a problem gzeira gzeira. How do we know that the idea of something going up onto a table is a separate and distinct gzeira from eating? Maybe putting something on the table is part and parcel of the gzeira of eating something, not of eat something. So maybe it would be gzeira gzeira. It would be kulachad gzeiri. I think that's what Tosfos is saying. Right? Tosfos says, "Hacha be'in lasu yiraya le'inyon gzeira d'ha'ala atu achila." Okay. I think that's what he's saying. How do we know that this constitutes gzeira l'gzeira? Maybe putting something on, maybe being worried about putting something on the table is part and parcel of the gzeira of eating, because it's all part of, you know, you put it on the table to eat. So minat tamer the gzeira l'gzeira. That's not because we have the following Mishnah in Chala. So Chala chutz l'aretz. So So a challah that is separated alpha vado in chutz laaretz here in America, it's not allowed to be eaten. Challah, it's going to be eaten by kohen. In chutz laaretz, the challah taken off is only usher to non kohanim mi derabanan. Challah is a mitzvah tuli baaretz. We do it here, so it's only usher mi derabanan because it's a gzeira. Why? Maybe it's a gzeira atu challos eretz yisrael, which is considered truma, and it's usher for a non kohen to eat. So it says here. Chalas chutz laaretz in this Mishnah. The chalas in chutz laaretz ne'ech blashim ne'echeles imazar al shochan. It is mutter for a kohen in chutz laaretz to eat his chala on the same table that a non kohen is eating the other parts of the bread. Right? Rashi says ne'echeles la kohen imazar below gazrinan. That we don't make a gzeira dil mashakil zar mineva achil. Maybe the zar is going to stick his hands out and grab a piece of bread off the plate of the kohen. The achila gufo lo mitzvah by elam mishum zeros achilas chalos haaretz. Because the idea that the non kohen is not allowed to eat it to begin with is a din de rabbanon. That's a gzeira. So we're not going to make another gzeira that he can't have on the same table with the kohen. So nechelas mizar al shulchan v'nisenes l'kol kohen to yirtzeh. Now in that you can give the challah to any kohen you want. Typically, I guess you're supposed to give the challah to a learned kohen because he's supposed to treat the challah appropriately. But in the eretz in chutz laaretz, you don't have to worry about it so much. Because it's not, it's only the din derabanan. Rashi says, "Kol kohen to yirtze, shafil ama arach emish shamar b'tahara." Even ama arach doesn't keep tumah b'tahara. Masha enkei b'chalas arach, but it comes to chalas arach, you have to give it to a kohen who's knowledgeable. Dixiv laseis mat menas l'kohanim machazikim b'toras Hashem. You give the kohen who holds on to the Torah Hashem. Machazikim yishlem menas v'losha em machazikim. One of those who follow the rules, not those who don't. You see here, we don't make a gzeira, but we don't include the ha'ala on the shulchan as part of the gzeira of eating. Because we have a gzeira here also of nala eat the challah, but we don't make a gzeira that I can't eat on the same table with Jeff if he's eating the challah. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, no, I'm going to reject this raya. And now, I'm not sure I understand the rejection. Bishlama. Everything is okay. The brisa, I guess, would be a raya. E ashmeinin chalos chutz laaretz ba'aretz. If we were talking about chala that came from chutz laaretz while you were in Eretz Yisrael, the ikol lemigzar mishum chalos haaretz midoraisa. Because there's actually a gzeira. There's a real concern. I'm in Israel. I got bread from Turkey. I brought Syria. I don't want to say Turkey because we're dealing with poultry. I bought bread from Syria. It gets confusing. Right? I bought bread from Syria and I'm eating in Eretz Yisrael. So there is a concern. Now I'm concerned that I might mix up. If I'm eating this challah from Syria, I might eat the challah from Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rashi? Fine. Equally mixar mishum chalos haaretz d'oraisa. And then below gazrinon. And we don't make the gzeira, and then if we don't make the gzeira of the shulchan on the same table, then then I can learn out that you don't make the gzeira, because that's the case. But el chutz laaretz. So let's be Rashi. Rashi says bishlama e ashmin chalos chutz laaretz baaretz shehivi laaretz the ashmin inon, and we will learn the afal gav the yesh kan chal d'oraisa, even though the chal d'oraisa exists in this place. So right now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. The ikol imigzar ha atu ha, and therefore it makes sense to make the gzeira of the chutz laaretz atu that I may eat the challah of Eretz Yisrael. Ha di'i masak challahs chutz laaretz asi lasuke challahs haaretz amichle azar. Have the ikol imashim nemas nisi nami ilodach achilas often with the rice loy v'gazar v'loso. Then you would make that would be a parallel situation. I have an issur derabanan. In a situation where I could theoretically eat the issur d'oraisa, I make the gzeira of achila, but I don't make the gzeira of putting on the same table. Fine. But, ela chutz laaretz. But if I'm in chutz laaretz, so right the case now, I'm sitting in Syria, I'm sitting in New York.
It's like the one place that you should get, like, possibly
from your problem. Yeah, I know. So I'm sitting in New York. Ela chutz laaretz. Mishum deleker lemigzerhu. There's no problem in chutz laaretz. There should be no concern in New York that I might confuse in eating the challah here, and I might now, tomorrow, eat challah of Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring the challah of Eretz Yisrael here to begin with. Or you can't take it out. So, mishum di lekel emigzerhu. Maybe that's why they don't make the gzeira of putting it on the shulchan or not. Because it's totally removed. Aval hacha, but when it comes to putting the chicken on the same table as the shulchan, If it allowed you to put the cheese on the same table as the chicken, asi lasuke basar ugvina v'mecha basar v'chal midaraisa, then maybe you would get confused with meat. Meaning, here it could possibly be one gzera. There we're saying, oh, you don't make the gzera because it's just not shayach. But here, since it's shayach, maybe we're saying that you can't put it on the table because it's very possible that you come and violate the issur derabanan would lead to the issur deraisa.
How
deraisa?
Putting together
the deraisa. Okay, so Gemara's going to ask that in a second. Gemara's going to ask that in a moment. They're going to give a nukimta of what the case is. But ain't a hanami. So when it comes to the challah, the reason why they don't make the gzeira, putting it on the shulchan, not because of gzeira, it's so far removed, it's so far-fetched, they're not going to make it. But when it comes to the chicken of milk on the table, they'll say, don't put you can't prove that chicken and milk is d'oraisa. You will say that the reason why you can't even put the milk on the same table as the chicken is because it's very close to eating the meat with the milk. It would be one gzeira, and therefore it would be usher. It's not, so it's no proof. The Gemara that says, Yossi's question, maski flora of sheshes, sof, soni mitsonim hill. At the end of the day, what do we have? I have a piece of chicken and a piece of milk. There's no heat, transfer of heat. You can't have a tarobus, you can't create a mixture unless there's a transfer of heat. Right. It's a soni mitsonim. Right? Rashi says, maski flora of sheshes, afilu imtim tse lomer basar of the chal of the oraisa. Going back, even if you're going to think, Rav Yossi, if you're going to say that chicken and milk is also the oraisa, you're still going to have the problem of gzeira l'gzeira here. Why? The whole gzeira of putting on the table is lest you might come to eat it. But it's lest you might come to eat it a derabana, because lest you might come to eat a cold and cold together, which is not a deraisa. But achilu gufa derabana. The derech bishul asa Torah. The only thing is if it's cooked together. These are not cooked together. I have a piece of chicken and a glass of milk, and I have a piece of meat, right? I have roast beef and milk. And I eat a piece of roast beef. And I eat a piece of and then I drink the milk. It's only asa derabanan because it's not cooked together. So you still have gzeira. Don't put the milk on the same table as the meat, dindarabanan, lest you might come the meat and the milk together, also a dindarabanan. Because it's sonim v'tzonim. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, no, gzeira shema ya'ale be'ilchas roseach. Maybe you have some sort of hot dish. Maybe you have some hot dish on the table, and you're concerned you might pour the milk into that hot dish and then eat it. That would maybe be a deraisa. Gemara says, wait a second. A hot dish on the table, a plate on the table, that's a klisheni. Right? So Gemara says, sof, klisheni. That's only a klisheni. I'm going to take what, you're concerned, and I'm going to take it from this, put it here, take the milk, and put it here. That's a klisheni. We hold that a klisheni doesn't cook. We see throughout Basra B'chala, there's this tension as to whether or not the same rules of Hilchos Shabbos apply to Basra B'chala. But it's a klisheni. So Gemara says, okay, so make it a kli rishon. Ela shemayala betoch ilpas rishon. Maybe you put in the actual pot that you cooked it, put it all together. But then you see that a kli rishon can even cook off the fire, which is a machlokas in Hilchos Shabbos, where the kli rishon can cook off the fire. So they had this whole idea that the gzera of putting it on the table would be lest you come and take the milk and meat and mix them together in a kli rishon and then eat it. That because then that becomes a gzera to a possible deraisa violation. Otherwise, it's only derabanan. Okay. Good? I hope. Alright. Next Mishnah. Ha'of ola imagvina ala shulchan ve'enu nechal divrei Beishamai. Beishamai holds that you can put the chicken and the cheese on the same table, but you cannot eat them. He's not concerned about the gzera, but he says you cannot eat it. Din derabanan, divrei Beishamai. Beishil omrim. Beishil say not only can you not eat it, lo ola ve'lo nechal. You can't put it on the same table, and you cannot eat it. Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says, this machlokas, ki meshami beis hillel, zo mikuli beis shammai u mechumrei beis hillel. This is one of the cases where beis shammai is mekil, and beis hillel is machmir. Shkoyach, what does that mean? Yeah, okay. So, Umar that says, ve'ezon shulchan amru, what table are we discussing here? Beshulchan she'ochel alav. It's only the table where you eat from. It's actually the dining room table, or the kitchen table. Aval beshulchan she'soder alav atatashel, but on the counter, Right, but Shulchan Sheola She Soda Lava Tavshil, no same Zebisad Zeh. Then you're allowed to put, I'm not sure if it's chicken or meat, you're allowed to put one of those side by side with the milk, because you don't, I mean, unless you have a teenage boy, they don't eat off the countertops. They usually, people eat from the table, right? Rashi says, "B'shulchan she'ochel olav, the id de'mishamchi be'yada osi las nuchi ze'agav ze." Because your hands are going back and forth to put things on your plate, you may put these two things on the plate. But on the serving table, that's not necessarily a problem. And the Rama quotes that the whole idea that you can have the milk and meat on the same countertop next to each other is only if the dishes are covered. But if they're not covered, then we're also going to not only worry. Rashi talked about being worried about the hands. We have to be worried about spillage, about things spilling from one to the other. Okay. So the Gemara then says, Rabbi Yossi Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi is the same thing as the Tanakama, because the Tanakama has told us that Beishama is Mekil, and comes Rabbi Yossi and says, oh, in this case of cheese and chicken on the table. This is one case where Beishama is Mekel. We know that. What's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? The Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me, Achila Gufa Ikabinayu. Maybe that Rabbi Yossi argues with the Tanakama when it comes to actually eating cheese and chicken together. The Ka'amar Tanakama Baha'ala Kamiflagi, because the Tanakama says specifically that the Machloks in Beishama and Beis Hillel is only about putting it on the same table. But they seem to agree that Achila Lopligi. But when it comes to eating, there is no machlokes, when you're not allowed to eat it. And maybe Amale Rabbi Yossi, Achila Gufo Mikuli Beisham Mikur Beisila. Maybe Rabbi Yossi comes to say, no, when it comes to even Achila of chicken and cheese, or chicken and milk, that would be Mutter according to Beishamai. Maybe that's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and, maybe Rabbi Yossi might be saying that the whole concept here is a Kula, not just the one snippet. The whole thing is a Kula. Whereas that can't be. Rabbi Yossi cannot be possibly hold that Beishamai holds that you're allowed to eat poultry with milk. Vahatnan, he changes it to Vahatnan, right? Vahatnan, it's a Mishnah Idios. Rav Yossi Omer, Shisha Dvarim Mikulei Beishamai Mechur Beis Hillel. Then Rav Yossi lists the six things where Beishamai is more Mekel than Beis Hillel. And guess what? Eating chicken and milk together is not on the list, right? Mikulei Beishamai Mechur Beis Hillel, Zo Achs Behen, this is one of them. Of Ola Imagvin Al Shulchan Veinu Nechal Dev Beishamai, O Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Ola Velo Nechal. The chicken could go on the same table as the milk, but it can't be eaten. Those are the words of Beishamai. So it can't be that Rav Yossi holds, that Beishamai holds, that you can eat the chicken and the milk together. So again, what is the difference between Rav Yossi and the Tanakama? So Ella, what's the difference? Hakamash Malan, it's come to teach us, Man Tanakama, who is the Tanakama in our Mishnah who holds that this is the machlokes between Beishamai and Beis Hillel? It's Rav Yossi. It's Rav Yossi. And they say this, Kol Omer Dav Rishim Omro, maybe Gula Olam. We're trying to prove who says this, because you want to make sure that you always say something in the name of its author, because if we're quoting somebody's name, it brings Gula Olam, Shenemar, and Yonah Dioma, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, but Tomer Esther Lemelech B'Shem Mordechai. Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai, she was Makbid to make sure that he knew that it was from Mordechai, and that brought Gula. So you see, so Kol Hava Omer Dava B'Shem Omro, maybe Gula Olam, and that's why the Mishnah is very careful to make sure that we know to who said the statement that it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay. We'll finish early. Tana Agra Chamua de Rabbi Ava. So Agra, which seems to be the name of a Talmud Chacham, right? Agra, who is the father-in-law of Rabbi Ava. Of ugvina ne'echolim ba'api korem. You can have chicken and meat eaten one after the other. It seems to be ba'api korem. Chicken and cheese, right? Chicken and cheese ba'api korem. Rashi says it's derech hefker. You don't have to be careful. I think it probably means you can have the chicken after the cheese. You don't have to, you can eat right away, right? You don't have to clean your mouth. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wipe. You don't have to wash your mouth out. You can just do it right away. And he says, of ugvina ne'echolim ba'api korem. Who Tani Lav, who Amar Lav, and he explains what Pikorin means. Below Nitilas Sedayim, you don't have to wash your hands between them. Below Bikinu Chapeh, you don't have to wash out your mouth. Meaning, we're not concerned that you have any residue left over because probably it's only Din Rabbanon. So we're not concerned about washing anything out. Right? Rashi says, who Tani, who Amar Lav, below Kinu Chapeh, Sheim Achol Zeh. Rashi says the second last Rashi. If he ate one, Ubikesh Lachol Zeh, and he wants to eat the other one, Ain't Sarach Litol Yodav Lekaneach. He doesn't have to wash his hands. Wash out his mouth. But if I want to eat meat, after I ate cheese, right? But baser behema, Boi kinuach, well, let's just say milk, because cheese becomes another problem, depending on the type of cheese, right? But when it comes to basar behema, boi kinuach, you have to wash your hands and you have to wash out your mouth. Well, come on, we'll see later on. You can't have anything left over. We're concerned about the residue. Okay. Rabbi Yitzhak braid Rav Misharsha Ikla be Rav Ashi. So Rav Yitzhak gets to the house of Rav Ashi. Aisu le givina. They brought them cheese, the achal, the aisu, and then aisu le bisra. And then they brought them meat to eat. The achal v'lo mashi yodeh. So Rav Ashi, I guess, ate, and he didn't wash his hands between eating the cheese and eating the meat. So Amri le, so they asked him, I'm not sure who didn't wash it. Was Rav Yitzhak or Rav Ashi? I'm not sure. So Amri le, they asked him, why did you wash your hands? Had Tani Agra Chamur de Rabbi Abba. We already have the statement of Agra, who was the father of Rabbi Abba. And Of Ugvina Nechelen Beapikorin, Of Ugvina in, Basar Gvina lo. They don't eat chicken and cheese. You can eat without washing your hands. The inference being, but the meat, the actual beef, you can't. You have to clean up after you had the cheese.
But in that case, they eat the cheese first.
Correct.
Yeah.
You have to.
And then they eat.
Even if you eat the cheese first, when it comes and you want to eat beef afterwards, you have to wash. You have to clean and wash your hands. You have to wash up.
Right.
And we're assuming it's not, you know, the Parmesan cheese in the pizza store that the vod says you have to wait 6 hours. It's a cheese that you don't have to wait 6 hours for. Okay. Or whatever the amount of time it is that you eat. All right, we'll do that tomorrow stuff. All right, that's tomorrow stuff. Okay, v'had tani agra chamur, the Rabbi Abba, ofu gvin nechon v'abikorin, ofu gvin in, basar gvin alo. So Amr lehu, so Rabbi Yitzhak says back to him, you're right. When do you have to wash your hands between eating the cheese and eating the meat? Hani mili bilela. That's only at night, when you can't see. They don't have lights. You can't really see. When during the daytime, you can see. You don't have to wash it. You take a look. Ooh, do I have anything on my hands? Yes, let me wash it off. No, I don't have to wash it off. There's no din in washing it off. The din is to make sure that you don't have anything on. So at night, how do you make sure when you can't see? You wash. During the day, you don't have to wash. Right? Rashi says, Haka chazina. Yadayim reikonios. His hands are empty. She'en davar bem klum. That there's nothing nothing there.
There's no concept of either way, the meat. There's no concept yet. We haven't established
a
concept of waiting hours.
Right. So there's something. We'll get to that tomorrow. But we'll get to it tomorrow. You'll say that then that's not going to be the case. After meat, you have to stop. Where'd you start from? From here?
Yeah.
Okay. So stop here. Go ahead.
Yeah.